My life has always been a little strange and odd, but nothing compares to what happened in the last 2 days. Yesterday morning when I woke up, my parents announced that we were going to visit my grandmother, that I should see her before I head off to college for some reason. Which was, considering I hadn't seen her in over 5 years, very curious for them to say. That should have been my first clue. We spent most of the day in the car, my parents trying to fill the awkward silence with useless chatter until we reached Grandma's house. When we arrived at her place in the middle of f***ing nowhere, right before dinner, we were welcomed into a house smelling of grilled meat, and there was a feast waiting for us on the table. She must have known about us visiting her for quite a while because this was more than any person would be able to prepare in just a couple of hours. The meal was lavish. 3 types of roasted meats, 6 vegetable side dishes, homemade applesauce, and any dish I could remember ever eating at her place. It was more than I'd ever seen on a table, which was strange as I don't remember Grandma ever doing this before. She was more of a wholesome type of cook, no banquets when a simple stew would do. That should have been the second clue that something was up. Grandma doesn't do big meals, but yesterday she did. And it didn't surprise my parents at all. They seemed to even have expected it. I guess in my weary state of mind after the long car trip, I reasoned it away as her trying to make up for lost years or something. That's a thing people do, right? When they haven't seen their family for a long time, try to make up with something like this? Here, I should add that, apart from what I've seen on TV, I don't know what grandmas are supposed to be like. I only have the one, and she's always been a little peculiar, never really 100% here. But I guess I now know that there is a reason for her behavior, a damn good reason. I'm from a long line of witches. Yes, witches. No, I didn't have a clue either. It totally surprised me, too. Witches. That's what they said as they stood at the bottom of the stairs this morning, looking up at me all excited, all 3 of them, a huge suitcase at their feet, my backpack perching on top of it. I'm a witch, and my grandma isn't my grandma, but a guardian sent here to protect my family or something. My parents are my real parents, at least that's what they said. After hearing I'm a witch, nothing would have surprised me, probably. I don't know, I kind of stopped listening after those words, those 3 little words, you're a witch. My parents did mention something about hiding me away from something because of some prophecy, about me being some fated bride to unite the kingdoms or something like that. Don't quote me on it. Like I said, I was still trying to process the whole long line of witches part of what they were saying. After that, we all went upstairs to the attic, and there was a glowing door in the middle of the otherwise very bare attic. A door. It was f***ing glowing. I guess I underestimated my capacity for surprise because that definitely surprised me. Which was, of course, the moment my parents chose to inform me that I wasn't attending the college I've been trying to get into for the last 4 years, working my ass off, but instead would be attending some elite magical academy, like f***ing Harry Potter or something. My life just turned into a Harry Potter book, only my parents are still alive and I didn't have some horrible abusive childhood, as far as I know. There, we said our goodbyes. They did anyway. I was still trying to catch up with what was going on and failing. Forgive me, but don't spring this on a girl before her first coffee in the morning, you know? Give me some time to wake up and adjust to the speed of things around me. I don't function before coffee. They know that.